A popular Outcast production.
Or squashing. Is that the right word?
That's the right word for
what? What? I don't even know what that is.
Squashing?
Yeah.
Food stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Me neither.
I get
my only thing is sometimes I don't know if I want to have sex or eat, and I feel like that would solve that problem.
I get weird.
You just need to
get
filled somewhere, no, like
squish.
Yeah. Like sticky.
not even sticky. Like, you know how, like, when you're walking through somebody's yard and, like, you step in a fresh pile of dog shit?
Yeah.
That squish between your toes?
Is it a sexual thing for you?
Like, well, when I... Like, okay. No, it's not. It's really not.
It is for you. Like,
I mean, who doesn't love dog shit in their toes? I mean, that just... That makes me want to bust a nut every time. But, no, like, when I was still in the nursing program at Penn College, the one thing, like, I'm completely like shit pissed. I can handle cleaning it all up great. Surgery rotations were the one thing that I knew that I was going to have an issue with, because, like, you have a person on a table and they're open, and, like, there's organs that squish and make weird sounds, and I think I'd probably puke.
Mm-hmm.
Food, I feel like, would be the same way. Like, food and sex, I feel like, would be the same thing, because you're squishing your own thing, your parts together, and then you have food, which is not, like, a hard object.
Yeah.
Some of them are, but most of them...
So, welcome to another episode of Mixed Up with Mike Carpenter. We're recording, by the way. I'm your host, Mike Carpenter. I hope this sound isn't awful, but it might be. But we'll deal with it.
Can you turn it off and listen?
Nope. Well, I can, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
So, we're sitting here with past guest Ryan Obie. And past guest, Kelsey Blue.
Yep.
Hey.
What up?
If either of you don't want your names on this episode, we'll just bleep it later.
No.
I don't care.
We'll bleep it post.
which never happens on anything on the Popular Outcast Network.
So, apparently we're talking about weird sex things.
Yep.
That's apparently the discussion of this episode.
Yeah. Because sex is always the one thing that everyone can talk about.
Yeah.
Because
no matter what, it's what everybody has in common.
Over 99.9% of the people are doing it. There's the few.
Yeah,
few
you're either doing it or you're denying yourself it.
Yeah,
it's always the subject.
Yeah. And, I mean, even the churches are opening it up now. Like, you can. Positions that you held before that you weren't supposed to have sex, now they're just like, yeah, mm-hmm. You know what? Go nail some things. See what happens. Cool. But, yeah, food. Back to the whole food and sex thing.
So, splashing.
Yeah, that.
What are you talking about?
That's a, so you, it's a fun word, and I don't think everyone would say it.
Like, I don't think splashing would be something that, like, I would get, like, erotic, like, I wouldn't get sexual gratification out of it. I just think it would be fun. I just think it'd be fun to get naked with someone and cover ourselves in foodie items and just to have a good time.
I'm just always hungry. Like, I don't know if I'd get any sexual gratification from it. I just think
I would be satisfied. Probably not sexually satisfied, but, you know, yeah.
Quick pause. Pause. Resume.
Say that word again.
Splashing.
Splashing.
What a gross word.
Yeah. I thought it was squelching for a really long time.
It was squelching.
Well, that's what you do to one of those little radios when you're trying to tune in a channel, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought there was a sex thing, squelching, not felching. I know felching is a whole different.
I don't know.
Gross.
Ugh.
You into felching?
Nope. I mean, there's a lot of fun, sexy sex things that I like to do, but
let's talk about it.
There's.
since you guys are the ones who want to talk about sex in this episode.
I mean, we're all consenting adults here, as far as I know.
I'm not, but okay.
I mean, well, we coaxed you with a milkshake, so...
You turned on the recorder.
Because our milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard, so...
Just because I turned it on doesn't mean I'm
consenting.
They're like,
consenting. It's better than yours.
I get it. Funny. Jokes.
Oh, look, we're having food and talking about sex. Yay! Oh, that's what the episode's about. Yay!
Yay. So tell me a sex thing, Obi.
A sex thing?
Tell me the fun thing that you once told my grandpa while getting
I don't
haircut at
remember
the
what I told your grandpa. I told him so many things.
I remember you. The only time you've ever made me awkward by talking about sex is when you're at my grandpa's barbershop and getting your haircut, and for some reason you start talking about like sex things with one of your current dudes that you're with. And then he's like, I'm like, please don't tell my story. And you're like, oh, and he just starts going, like, oh, we're all adults here, we're all gentlemen, you know, we can talk about these things. Just no one out in the waiting room, go ahead, blah, 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 blah. And you start telling him about how some dude was fucking you, or no, you, fuck, how'd that work out? Some dude was nailing you in the ass with your legs behind your head while sucking your dick.
Yeah, worked out pretty well.
And I had to listen to you tell my grandpa that. And that's the only time I've ever felt awkward in my life. That's not true. That's a huge exaggeration. It's the only time you've ever made me feel awkward.
Bullshit. I've made you feel awkward tons of times.
Well, that's the last time.
I don't think that was the last time. I'm pretty sure it was one of the biggest
times.
It's
my show, goddamn. I make the history.
I will correct you on everything. But we're not whitewashing history here. What do you think this is, Disney Network? But.
Boo.
Anyways, yeah. Fuck off. Let's go back to your coffee grounds conversation.
Let's get back to sex, the topic that you chose.
No, I...
Oh, by the way, we're at McDonald's.
Yeah.
The sound sounds like shit because we're at McDonald's play place.
Shamrock Shakes,
I
man.
I wish we were legitimately in the play
place. We could totally be in that. Well, no.
We're really close.
I could be in it.
You and I could not be in there. Yeah. We would exceed the maximum weight capacity very quickly.
Yeah, but it's like... It's late at night, and we're at McDonald's 24-hour play place area.
But
so I mean, sucks. Deal with it.
No, like the back to the whole like your grandfather's barbershop thing.
Yeah.
I definitely that was definitely a fun experience. Like it was one of those things where you got to try it at least once, and like there was a long period that like. I was not a fan of the idea of anything going in my butt.
Yeah.
That just didn't seem like it'd be fun. And then, man, was I wrong. But that experience, like, that was the first time when I was just like, this is too many sensations all at one time. That was a whole lot of stuff. And that was all from one other person. I'm like, all right, who needs to have an orgy? This is great. So, yeah.
All right.
Telling your grandfather that story, though. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, your grandfather's an interesting human.
Yes.
Interesting human.
I'll leave it there. Yes.
Yeah.
Kelsey, input. What do you think?
I'm just trying to picture how all of that would work.
I imagine him laying down on his back with his legs bent up behind his head.
Yeah. Okay, I can see it now.
Yep. Yeah, he had explained to me.
Yeah. I didn't think we used diagrams. We could have made a diorama, but...
We should have.
I mean, probably would have worked out pretty well. But...
So thoughts? Input? Butt stuff?
No? No butt stuff?
No, I'm a fan of butt stuff.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like it's just something you have to get used to. I don't know what to say about it.
No?
For an audience.
Not even for an audience, just like in general. Like, I mean, I don't even think I was a fan of it at first.
Yeah, anal sex is something that I'm working myself up to, basically. Mm.
It's like
but like butt stuff in general, I like it.
Yeah. So, well, it's like,
I feel like I'm not even telling the world anything. All I have to do is look at my picture and they know.
they know she's a fan. I've met her. I've seen her face. She's got fan written all over it.
See, I'm a fan of the butt stuff. Like
on you or with somebody else?
Okay, so if it's on me, it has to be self-administered. like I have to like while I'm doing my own diddles, then I allow that. Then that's all me time. That's me. That's all like now with one like I wouldn't like I would not be into like. I'm just going to give you a quick warning. We're talking about really gross stuff because we're recording a podcast, so we're going to talk about a lot of weird sex shit. So if you overhear something just odd, I apologize. Just so you know. Okay, so...
Sorry. No, you're fine. We're talking, we just don't want to embarrass you.
Yeah, if you hear anything about, like, weird anal stuff, now you know why.
Go on.
So, back to weird anal stuff. So,
hey, at least he warned me and I'm not just like...
Overhearing it? Yeah, I know. Because I figured that would be worse.
Trying to piece that all together by yourself in your head has got to be an interesting idea. Like,
yeah. Okay. So yeah, if it's coming into me, I have to be the one putting it there. Now, one exception. I've had an interest in the fucking pegging thing. For listeners who don't know what pegging would be when a lady wears a strap-on and penetrates the man. I think that would be neat. Now, like, I'm a pretty dominant person in the sexy times, place, area.
In the play place.
When it comes to McDonald's play place, I'm a super dumb. All dumb. But it seems like if you're like 95% dumb, then you have like that 5% time when like you just really just want to submit because it just will make it extra sexy. There's something really super sexy about getting like fucked by a chick, I think.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's like I've never had anything in my ass. Like, it's just I've just put all the things there. That's
all. Like, all enjoyable experiences? Or do you have a couple, like, off moments?
Oh, all good. No, I looked everything up before I ever put it in there.
Ah, so there was research, but it wasn't just like, let's see if I can shove this gourd in there.
No, like, the dick, that's a different thing. Because I've, like, sounded with different things. And, like, that's a different story. I've had some not-so-fun experiences with that. But anything that's ever gone in my ass was a good time for me. And I put it there. Yeah.
Did you find the magic spot? I mean, or is it just enjoying the stretching of things?
I get the prostate thing. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, like... I would actually like to try one of those, like, weird prostate stimulator wand thing they have.
One of the Rude Boys.
Fucking, like, get one of those out. But, no, like, I've never, like... I don't think either I'm flexible enough or what it is, but I can't, like, with my own hand, like, fingery things, I can't reach the prostate thing.
You normally won't.
Yeah, I just can't. Like, I can't bend my legs.
There's limited angles that your hands
exactly,
can go in,
yeah.
too.
So, but yeah, like, so more it's just like the fun feeling of it. And then that whole deal.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm all about that shit. But again, like, I couldn't be with a girl and have a girl, like, finger or lick or...
I just think it's funny that you... Not funny, I just think it's interesting.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't have somebody do that, but you are interested in pegging. Because I feel like you would have to go from, like... I feel like it's...
Zero to 100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole, like, fingers thing... Like, the fingers thing I get, because, I'm not a fan of fingers in places... Just because there's that hard leather side to it with the fingernail on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether or not they're, like, you could have the shortest fingernail on the whole planet. It still feels awful.
Oh, you just like, put a condom over it.
Nope. Whole lot of nope.
So that's what I always do. If I ever finger my ass, I put a condom on my finger.
Yeah,
it
was just an awful, like, anytime I've had that done, it was just an awful experience, and I'm just like, no. Lead. Dick. Toy.
Yeah.
Those are your options.
No
nothing
fingers.
Else. Right. Like, it's got to be, like, all fleshy stuff and, like, soft materials
that are
relatively firm.
Now, with what you said, Kelsey, yeah, okay. I think I would let a girl do stuff to a bum only if it were a pre-planned thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, it would be one of those things where I have to go home then, like, the day before and, like...
Prep.
Like, super prep. I'm going, like powder, primp.
You're going to go lift the Buddha and make a wish and...
Yeah, like, squat in a mirror and shave and the whole deal, like...
Oh, you're going to, like, make sure it's all, like, spray tan.
Like, bleach it, yeah. Like, just make sure shit's looking springtime fresh. I remember the time you and I went to fucking CVS looking for anal bleach.
Still doing it, by the way. Still doing it.
Still bleaching or looking?
Yep, still bleaching it.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
It's getting...
How's it looking?
It's...
Well, there was a brief period of time where I just stopped for a while because I'm like, you know, I'm in a relationship.
Does it
hurt? No, doesn't hurt. No, doesn't do anything. Like, it just, you're putting a cream on it and the cream's doing its thing and you don't even feel it.
It's just like skin lightening cream, right?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing people use for like skin spot or what they call it.
And it doesn't bleach. It doesn't dry your skin out. It doesn't do anything else. It just like...
Well, yeah, because I know it's not an actual bleach. People say bleaching their asshole. It's like kind of like more of a...
Yeah, all it's doing is it's just doing a chemical reaction with one particular chemical in your skin and the rest of it's fine. But, no, like I got in a relationship and I'm like, well, he doesn't care what it looks like, so it doesn't need to be pretty right now, so I just stopped for a while. And I was like, I kind of want to, you know, I still want to have that porn star asshole.
I always want to see it, and you never showed me.
It's not done. I'm not, when I have all of the skin matching tones down there, then you can see
it. So I just picture you won't be under. It won't be like done until it's like white. Until it looks like one of those little fucking like, those little sticker wings you put on like binders to make sure the papers don't tear. Just like a bleach.
No,
like,
I just want it to match the rest of it. Like, I want it to, like, I want everything to match and be like, I don't want everything to be one uniform color, you know?
It's a nice foundation.
Yeah. I mean, you got girls put makeup on their face to, you know, make sure that everything's blended and there's the color in the right spots. I just want to make sure that all my colors are in the right spots and they're the color that I want them to be, you know? I want to paint the walls my color. So.
Alright.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yep. Get that nice.
I remember you and I just like asking the CVS girl.
Yeah.
She's like, where could you get anal bleach? And she was so helpful. She was like, oh, you can try this. You can try this.
Yeah, you can try this skin lightening cream over here. Try this one.
She was really helpful. It's like, come on, try out Sally Beauty. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, not a thing you can do locally. Like, you really have to find products available online because unless you live in a large area, your local CVS and every other drugstore is not.
I imagine there are like beauty places around here, like you couldn't go and get your asshole like waxed.
No. Nope. You can do that in major cities.
But do you know there's anywhere to get like in our area, is there anywhere like girls can get like
a Brazilian?
Yeah.
There's one in Bloomsburg, Venus Spa.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There you
but
go.
They only service females.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say
probably
that.
I just
don't know anywhere around here, like around here in our area where like a female can even go get a Brazilian, let alone like a dude.
The only place I know about is in Bloomsburg.
Yeah, I would assume anywhere that would actually do a full Brazilian though on a woman would also have no problem like waxing a guy's taint, asshole, and or any other
part. I just don't know if I'd want to though. Like there's a lot of jewels down there that are hypersensitive to things.
I've had like the top portion waxed. Yeah. Never like
I've waxed things before.
Yeah,
never that.
I was there for a lot of it.
I've never waxed a damn thing.
I've waxed my pits, my chest, my legs.
No, I shave the pits, but like everything else is just trimmed. Like there's a beard trimmer that trims all the beards.
See, I just did it to experience it more than anything else. I just want to, if there's a possible experience to be had, I just want to experience it, I guess.
I shaved everything once. Will not do it again. It one time was enough for me to never want to shave.
What? Balls?
All of it.
Oh.
Like...
Oh, yeah, that's right, you just trim. Yeah, yeah.
Everything. Shaved it once, and I'm like, yep, that will not ever happen. That was the worst experience ever.
No, I love it. I just get lazy, so I don't do it as much as I should.
You know what I shave? The gap between the bottom of my neck and where my jawline is.
Neck beard.
That's what I shave.
Yeah.
Don't shave anything else. And I only shave that every 3-4 days.
You kind of pride yourself in the beard community thing also. Whereas hair is a very popular... positive thing.
It is. Like, but I make sure that it's presentable.
Sure.
Like, I'm not just gonna go hog wild and just have everything growing all over the place.
Willy nilly.
Well, like, I shave my armpits, which in the bear community is not something that you normally do.
Yeah.
I just do it because I enjoy controlling what I smell like.
Yeah.
And not having my bacteria control what I smell like.
Mm-hmm. I shave mine as well.
Yeah.
Again, I get lazy. And also, I have, like, the thinnest fucking body hair of all time.
Yeah.
It's realistically non-existent.
Yeah.
Good for me. Kelsey?
I don't think I can handle doing
hair. What do you think? You got it? You want it? You keep it? You lose it. And you like it on other people.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about Lady Gardens lately. Because there was this really cool girl who spoke at one of the open mics and did this thing about Lady Gardens. And how...
You guys have a name for it. Holy crap.
I didn't know it up until this point.
Okay.
I had no idea. Vaginal hair.
No, yeah, okay. I mean...
pussy
I realized, pillow. I realize that I am gay, but I'm pretty sure I was able to figure out this whole lady gardens.
And I don't know. There's just like.
And what do they look like?
Vaginas.
Garden. Are you growing like tomatoes in there?
It's like a deflated beach ball.
Yeah, like a dead orange.
Like, you know when you buy your mom flowers for Mother's Day? Two weeks from then, what do those flowers look like?
That's a vagina.
Okay. I feel like people are going to hate me and think I'm the most sexist person.
I'm the one who said it.
No, I know, but I said deflated beach ball first. It just seems really awful. I love vaginas, for the record. I think they're wonderful.
I don't know. There's just this stigma that women have to be completely clean-shaven. And I am, just because I don't have the talent to do anything else. Ever since porn started, like, it's like women are clean shaven and that's how it's supposed to be. But really, it's just so that the camera angles can get like a better view of everything that's happening.
Sure. So you can see the dick going in.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if you ever watched 70s porn, you can't see a goddamn thing.
Yeah. However, I just am not good with a razor. So I've tried to do stuff like landing strips and like anything else, and I can't do it. So I'm always clean shaven because I'm a failure.
Oh.
And I don't know. I've just been clean shaven since I was like, for at least 5 years now. So I'm just used to it.
I'll have to get you one of those little rakes that they use for like the sand garden.
A zen garden.
Yeah.
Just have some time to myself every day.
We'll just put little razor blades on it.
Put stones on it.
We'll get you some scalpels that you can just, you know, take this hair and.
But as far as guys go, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't. Yeah, as far as men go.
That was natural. Natural fading. Sorry. Continue.
Just from your laughter. Yeah, I'm good.
So yeah, Zen Garden vaginas. All right.
So yeah, dudes. How do you feel about dudes?
So as far as dudes go, I really don't care. Like, it's kind of whatever the dude wants. I think like totally clean shaven is a little bit weird.
Did you ever make one get a merkin or anything?
No.
No.
Not a merkin.
I don't know what that is.
A merkin, pretty much a pubic wig.
Yeah.
They use them for movies. Pretty much anytime you would see, like any kind of, like, celebrity, quote-unquote, in, like, either a Playboy or
They were originally brought out, what, in 17?
Yeah, they're old.
My historical accuracy is so far off. Somewhere around in there, but it was to control lice.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Like, they wore the wigs on their heads.
Yeah.
Yep. Same reason for that. They'd put wigs in other places, too, to match. So carpets would match drapes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But...
Do your carpets match the drapes?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what part, because, like, you notice how the beard has, like, four colors going in.
Mm-hmm.
The brown is the overall shade.
I don't think any of my hair matches anything else. Like, I have, like, I don't know what color my head hair is, let alone my beard hair is, let alone my chest hair or any of the body hair or pubic hairs. It's all different.
Most of your body hair is, like, blonde. Your beard's kind of like a blonde, strawberry, reddish kind of thing.
Very
and your
Irish.
Hair on your head is brown.
Yeah. I was getting a whole mix of weird shit going on. I don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you dig your dude Terry, though, yes? Or do you, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Current partner used to shave everything, and I was like, no. That's coming to an end. You may trim things, and you may trim them at this number, but that is it. Like, I'm not dating a 13-year-old. It's not that I value body hair as, like, this whole image thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I don't want to feel like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like, I know how old my other half is.
I get that.
I just don't want to be like, this thing hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah,
because that just seems gross.
I don't know. Like, for me, like, I prefer some form of maintenance. I don't require it, but, like, I prefer some maintenance.
Yeah.
I just, my love of performing the oral thing, it makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, like, going down on someone who has not done maintenance in, like, 2 years, it's just difficult. Yeah. Shit gets in the way.
I mean, you'd have to take a rake and all kinds of stuff in there.
A zen garden.
A zen garden. Lady garden.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't have to take detangler spray and a comb to get in there.
Yeah.
Sure. You know?
But, I mean, like, I would never ask someone who's comfortable being natural to not be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, like, even, like, armpits and shit. Like, if some girl, like,
I'm all about
hippie stuff, so.
It would depend, though. Because, like, I mean, there are some things that, like, at some level, I would compromise. Like, if I wanted to just keep things the same, but, like, if my partner was kind of grossed out by it, I would mention that to them and be like, you can choose to do whatever you want to do, but I'm also going to make a choice to not do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because you don't do this. Like, yeah. Now, I would let them
you
know.
Personally, do you feel, quote unquote, sexier when you're hairy or sexier when you are well groomed? Quote unquote, groomed as in shaven, not groomed. I guess that's kind of a bad way to put it. But
like, I feel.
Like, if you're getting a shower, you undress, you look yourself in the mirror quick, you're like, oh, I'm looking good today. What does that today look like?
Because, like, some of my body hair doesn't grow in like, uniformity. Like,
yeah.
And, like, even if it did, like, I've seen.
Does.
Well, no, but, like, I've seen, like, you've seen those guys that are at the beach and they have not trimmed anything up and there's just, like, a rug on both sides.
Yeah. Shoulder pads.
Yeah. I'm like, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Like, at some level, like, just have some sort of maintenance, but, like, shave your arms except not your forearms. Like, shave your biceps, shave all that kind of stuff around, and then shave your back. The front, you can have all kinds of whatever you want going on, down, like, all through there. Cool. Pubes, keep them short. I'm
trying to think of the umpire's pad. What's that called? What's the...
I have no idea. sports reference to a gay man.
Well, yes. To me, please.
A gay nerd at that.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah, you prefer at least have a lot of hair, but just well-groomed hair.
Yeah, well, like, kept in... If you own 10 acres of land... And you only mow four, make sure that four looks pretty well kept and that you can get to your house without digging through a whole fucking cornfield.
Yeah.
Kelsey. Like, I got
yes.
it. You look in the mirror, you're like, damn, I'm looking good today. Feeling sexy.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Maybe I decided to wear underwear that day.
Did you get your magic yellow ones out or like your magic Mormon underwear? Or?
No. I just...
Who are we looking at? People outside?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. When I feel most attractive, yeah, that's usually the day that I've, like, shaved everything down and I don't know. I don't really know. I do all kinds of, like, shit. Like, I do salt water rinses and natural hair masks. And that has nothing to do with sexuality. No. Usually I've already had sex that day. Like...
Well, there's something to be said about feeling clean and like
oh yeah
and like
yeah.
Having your skin like, refreshed and things like
usually my day is like I get up, take a quick shower, go to work around food, and then I come out and I feel like shit, but like
because you're covered in 10 pounds of grease. Yeah.
I smell like a french fry.
Yeah.
But when I have a day when I can actually kind of like just sort of take a nice long shower, do everything that I like to do, and not have to just relax and stuff. I don't know.
So, all right, I'm going to take a quick break because I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and then we'll be back. Is that cool? Because I have a good question then for both of you. I think it'll be a fun question.
Okay.
We'll resume soon.
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
We're back. We returned triumphant from our smoke break.
Woot!
Yeah, so, sex. Sexy stuff.
More sex. Oh, man.
Obi, tell me a sex story.
We're just over-sexed as a whole culture.
It's awful. Oh, God. An embarrassing or wonderful or tragic or neat or funny. Tell me a sex story.
Tell you a sex story.
Yep.
Can you get one of those?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever had anything that's really tragic. Most of them are entertaining. Well, most of them are entertaining for me, and usually pretty traumatic for everybody else. Because what I consider humorous, as other people think, is apparently awful. But,
example.
apparently when things are going on and there's sounds that are being made, fart. Apparently that's really a taboo thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I... Correction. I should say that is a taboo thing for a lot of people that are very vanilla with their sexual escapades. Because I've had some other people that were just like, yeah, this is hilarious, and it's great. You let one slide, and then immediately, like, the other person's just looking, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. And they're just, like, completely terrified, and I start cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is apparently the worst thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I start laughing, and they're looking at me, and they're just like, I need to go. Like, I can't be here. I'm so embarrassed. And they're, like, completely terrified and mortified.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, this is great. Like, this is hilarious, and you need to stick this out. And it's not anything that you should be embarrassed about. It's just funny.
So farting happens. What advice would you give to those people?
Like, fist bump, good job. I give it a 9. The only thing that you can do is just sit down and laugh at it. Because, like, why bother getting, like, worked up about it? It's not like you're at a fine dining restaurant, you're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things are supposed to squish and make sounds and do weird things. And it's supposed to be messy. Like, that's the whole, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that you should be, like, doing finger paints with shit, but...
Hey, Patrick.
I mean, it's not my thing. But,
not my thing either.
You know, but if that's what you want to do, cool. More power to you. But, and then there's other times that I've, like, after everything's all said and done, apparently I was not informed this beforehand, but apparently that was supposed to be, like, an intimate thing, and we shared special things, and there was love and romance, and I'm like, yeah, high five, good job.
Yeah.
And, like, completely destroy moods.
Mm-hmm. When I was... Any casual sex experience I've ever had, I've always high-fived. And most guys are really receptive to high-fiving. But I've, like, had sexual experiences with women, and apparently they're not as big of fans of high-fiving. And I just think it's a fun thing to do. Well, like, yeah, this was good. Let's celebrate with a nice high-five.
Well, yeah.
Because we're bros now.
I thought sex was supposed to be, like, fun. I didn't think that there was supposed to be this huge... Like, it's not like a wedding ceremony in front of your family. Like, you can high-five at this, because we're probably going to do it again, and cool, good job.
Like, it's not, like, how else are you supposed to tell somebody that it was good?
Yeah, I mean, you'd just be like, hey, that was awesome, but...
Or you could high-five.
Yeah, yep, high-fives.
No words are necessary.
High-fives, knucks, or the whole, like, fist bump, handshake, you know, hand jive. Making a little turkey explosion bullshit's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That would be best and worst place you've ever had sex at.
I really like it in the shower.
You prefer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Weird.
It's warm, and there's, like, thousands of little raindrops coming down. Touching everything. It's great. Well, rain.
You guys are stuck there until my floor dries.
Oh, that's okay.
Just know, if we talk about anything uncomfortable, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, internet podcasting things.
It's fine. I'm not easily offended.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, that's, well, now that that's a relief.
Maybe you should sit down and talk with us then.
I mean, pull up a chair.
Yeah.
You know?
So, worst place, honey.
Worst place.
Weird, the best places in a fucking shower.
It is what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Like,
I know there's, like, a special occasion thing, like at SeaWorld or, like, in the Shark Tank. Like, I don't know, like something like...
No, like, I've had sex in vehicles, I've had sex at truck stops, I've had sex in vehicles and truck stops and... A lot of places,
mm-hmm.
outdoor, in the woods, you know. But I think the most comfortable and, like, the most enjoyable for me is,
shower.
Like, in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the sensory part of it, of, like, you know, you have this warm rain, yeah. and it's keeping you warm already, yeah. but it's also keeping you from sweat. Like it's,
I was gonna say, yeah.
you don't feel like you're sweaty and sticky and gross.
I gotcha.
Because it's washing a lot away.
Yeah.
So like, you can break a sweat and not care because you still feel clean.
I can see that.
I'm 100% on board with that. Like clean feelings all the time. Awesome.
I think with me, the reason I don't like shower sex is just it has to be stand up sex, and I am tall. And being that I generally have sex with women,
There's not too many tall ones. I mean, unless you're going after Venus Williams.
And I think every girl I've ever had sex with was at least under 5'6", if not shorter.
Yeah, that would make that trying. I mean, either that or you could really become a gymnast, and you just like.
Yeah, I mean, I have the frame of a gymnast. Now,
you do. I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All that energy storage you got going on. I mean,
anyway.
The worst.
Off topic.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've always tried to make it fun experiences, even if it was like a complete failure and there was no like fruition to the mission.
Well, you never just like went like, oh, I'm gonna go over here. We're gonna try it. You know, what's this gonna be like? Having sex at this place, and then it's just like, whoops, womp. Just
I don't like repetitiveness. Mm-hmm. Like. When things start to get, like, okay, like, it becomes a business transaction, and you're just like, let's go do this, and we're going to do it in this position every time, like, it starts to get mundane and boring, and I'm just like, can we try something different? Can we, like, I realize that, like, I'm a large person. It's hard to have, like, it's not like you can bend 500 different directions. Sure. And, like,
you and I were not built for Kama Sutra.
No.
Kama Sutra shit.
No, we were not. And I don't plan on taking yoga to learn how to do all that crap. Like, that's just awful. But there's just some level of, like, I don't want to be in this position doing this. And then, like, okay,
great. You don't have any specific location that is worse.
No, like, not any, like, well, the most repetitive is usually, like, the bedroom stuff.
Yeah, like car stuff?
No, like, well, car stuff, there's, like, always, like, depending on what's in my car or whoever's car at that particular time.
Can you comfortably have sex in a car?
Like, yes.
Well, yeah, but
I drive a fucking beast of a car, and I can move all of the chairs out of the way.
Yeah.
So in my car, yes, I can have amazing sex in there. But it usually depends on what else I'm carting around in there, too, because, like, usually I have, like, two toolboxes and, like, computers and all kinds of other shit in my car all the time. So trying to maneuver around all of these other things in there, plus the subwoofers and everything else.
So the bedroom stuff, then?
It's usually just, like, if it's in bed, it's usually just, like, okay, this is boring, we need to try something else. I enjoy couch stuff. I don't enjoy things that the neighbors can see. I'm not really... not into the whole voyeurism thing.
Exhibitionism thing. Voyeurism is when you're watching. Exhibitionism is when you're presenting.
Whichever one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not into people watching me. Or I'm not really into watching too many other people. Like, there's not a lot of people I want to watch having sex. I mean,
there's no one I've ever met who I didn't want to watch have sex.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd want to watch me having sex?
Oh my god, I'd love it.
Weird.
I'd eat popcorn.
Really?
Soda.
Like that.
You know, Brian and I would fucking sit on the couch across from you, whoever the hell you're having sex with, and just fucking laugh and giggle and cheer. It'd be great.
Really?
You want to watch him have sex? You think it'd be fun?
I would. No, I wouldn't be a very good spectator. I just think I would, like...
Would you, like, start coaching?
I would be too involved. Yes. I think it's the problem. I would get way too involved and just, like, feel really emotionally connected to both of you and just, like, probably get sad. I would probably cry.
Because you couldn't be involved or what?
No, I would just, like...
Really? Good job, team. Good job.
It's so beautiful.
A fun quote from one of my favorite movies, Short Bus, is voyeurism is considered participation. So you'd be participating by just watching.
No, I'd still cry. I know for a fact if I ever watched anyone having sex, there would be tears. I don't really know why. I would
it's
just...
like a wedding for you.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
I don't cry at funerals, but...
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Kelsey, favorite place?
Favorite place that I've ever had sexual intercourse?
Sure. Bad.
Probably it would have to be... I had... sex on the beach in San Diego.
In not a shot glass?
No.
Okay, good.
So I would think
it was on Coronado on the island, and you could see like the lights from Mexico were right there. No, it was
sand?
No, it was fine.
So I would think the beach would just be uncomfortable.
It was like at night, and it was windy and beautiful, and like we were the only ones there. And like we were on a blanket, so the sand wasn't as much of an issue.
Maybe it's because I'm a big dude, and I just
don't like the beach.
Oh, I love the beach.
I
never had sex on the beach. I always wanted to.
It was lovely.
I don't like.
And I think I honestly do think it's just a girly romantic thing.
See, I'm with that though.
Like,
I'm all about girly romantic shit. That's why. Oh my god.
You're in touch with your inner lesbian?
Yup.
Okay.
Do I cry from everything?
Interesting.
Yep.
That night, I had sex in a dressing room once. That was pretty fun. In Boscov's, in the men's sportswear section.
Interesting. So that's what that was when I was in there.
Gross. What was your worst place?
Worst place? I honestly, the shower.
Yeah.
I hate shower sex. I hate it with a burning passion. And it's because I think instantly, like, I'm one of those people when I get, like, wet physically. Outside wet. I didn't know how to make it sound better.
Yeah, outside wet.
I think I made it worse.
Yes, you did. Hand motions don't translate to podcast very well.
I just feel instantly unsexy. And, like, because I'm so small, like, I'm just a small person, people feel like if we're going to have stand-up sex, they have to pick me up. And instantly alarms go off in my head that this is a very unsafe act and I'm going to hit my head and go to a hospital.
I get that. See, to me, shower sex is like...
So it's like Final Destination.
Yes.
Like, okay.
See,
yes.
I'm fine like, with like hanky-panky starting in the shower, but then instantly leaving the shower and going somewhere else, translating to...
And I don't like... But see, my thing is, like, I don't like being wet in bed.
Yeah, I don't like wet sheets because they're
gross. Me neither.
No one likes to sleep on a wet sheet.
Gross.
But I'm fine with, like, so throwing a blanket or a towel down on the floor, though, and doing work.
I'm going to just be chilly.
Turn the air conditioning on.
Just dry off.
Everything about it just seems unpleasant. I get the appeal, but I think that honestly it's just like a height thing for me. I think that if I was a taller person, I would enjoy it if I was taller.
And I actually have, like, generally when I have sex with, like, people standing up or in any kind of, realistically in any kind of position where I am, like, in any form of vertical position, like either just on my knees, like doggy shit or like whatever. Like,
so what you need to do is build a custom shower.
Yeah, well, I guess
that's
like, both of you individually need to have custom showers.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yours needs to have steps that are like a platform that you can stand on, and then Mike, you need to have like a little pit that you can kind of stand in here, so you can stand in the drain area. Yeah. And just do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just like a small jacuzzi tub.
Those aren't really fun.
Yeah, I don't imagine fucking a jacuzzi. Well, I'd be so warm. Yeah.
I have yet to meet a jacuzzi tub that was designed with large people in mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been in a lot of them are comfortable as fuck.
I've been in, like, full-fledged, like, 8-person jacuzzis that are comfortable for 2 people.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you and I were in the one at the hotel, like, and that was comfy with just you and I.
Yeah.
But I
couldn't put anybody else in there. You, like, and I were like...
I was going to say, you and I in that already, like, displaced some water, though. Like, I can't
imagine. The control panel a little bit. Yeah.
We're a lot of man for one small jacuzzi.
One giant step for man.
Yeah.
One big splash for small jacuzzi.
Yeah. We're a lot of man.
Yep. We're a whole lot of pounds of delicious.
Yes.
As we're recording this in McDonald's.
Yeah.
However, we both fit in the booth. That's a good sign.
And I'm here.
Hooray! And you are like a third of one of us.
Yeah.
A fifth of both of you.
I'm pretty sure her belt would probably buckle at the same place if you put it around one of my thighs.
Yeah, yeah.
But
either way. The personality of 4 of us.
So she's got some identity issues. Okay.
Her other identity's name is Lisa.
That's the other 3 are named Lisa?
Just the one. There's just 2 personalities.
Okay. The one where I'm sleeping and the one where I'm awake.
Yeah, there's Kelsey and there's Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa's the angry sleeper.
Does Lisa have angry sleep sex?
No, she's just...
She's emotionally unstable.
She's very snappy. She doesn't like to be woken up.
All right. I don't know. Apparently, like, I've been completely okay with, like, the awake version of me has been completely okay with, like, if my partner wants to wake me up in the middle of the night and just be like, you know what, let's play. It's 4 a.m. You're still sleeping, but I'll wake you up. We'll do that. Apparently, I say awful things.
Yeah.
And I have no recollection of them ever happening. Like, I've been told that I've, like, cursed people out, and I'm like, you're a fucking shitty human, blah, blah, blah.
I
said awful things and, like, made them cry. And I'm laying there sleeping and have no clue. And they yell at me the next morning when I get up, and they're like, you're a fucking dick, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
One time I was taking a nap in the afternoon, and a girl came to wake me up, and I punched her in the face. Like, I attacked this girl in my sleep. I wasn't awake yet. I woke up as I was, like, right next to her, holding her. And she's just like, I just wanted to wake you up. And I'm like, sorry if I hurt you.
I don't know what happened. Apparently, my sleep cycle's on meth. But, you know.
It was Lisa.
Like, I've often wondered if I do drugs in my sleep, because I'm not, from what I'm told, I'm an awful person.
Yeah, I'm a completely
I think I'm an awful
person
in awake life. I can only imagine how bad it gets while I'm sleeping.
Alright, I'm calling this episode. We're getting off sex, and I think I've said everything I want to say. So, if you have anything to plug, or anything you would like, what are some fun, any sex things you want to plug, like books, websites, porn, movies?
Well, I mean, Cam4? Cam4.
Yeah, you're right. I think, did you...
I think I mentioned that to you before.
Well, yeah, I know, but did you teach me of Cam4? Did I know about Cam4 before you?
I'm pretty sure I was the one that introduced it to you.
That's what I thought. I thought you introduced Cam4 to me.
Yeah. And did you see the Pornhub statistics I posted the other day?
No.
Pornhub has been monitoring, like, across the U.S., like, the like where viewers are from and, like, what they're viewing.
Oh, yeah? That's neat.
The Bible Belt consumes the most gay porn.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah. Interesting statistic. Even, like, the states that have legalized same-sex marriage do not consume near as much porn.
Sure.
As the Bible Belt does.
I mean, like, that is a large area where, like, their actual sex lives are being somewhat, like...
Repressed,
whatever you want to call it. Like, yeah, of course, that doesn't surprise me at all. But.
Yeah, but they have their own statistics listed on their website, so if you, I encourage people to go, like, check it out. Educate yourself on the fun porn.
And
check
Twitter stuff? Facebook? I don't know if we'll be on your Facebook, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think most of the people that are going to listen to this are already on my Facebook, and if they want to stalk me on Twitter, I'm pretty sure they can look up Reverend Obi on the Twitter. I gotta change my picture on there. Right. Still that little red equality sign.
Kelsey?
I would probably listen to, as far as podcasts, I like Sex Nerd Sandra pretty much.
Definitely.
For just informational stuff. She's really good about covering all different spectrums.
I'm really bummed that Ross left, though.
Yeah.
Like, that has super bummed me out.
Yeah.
It's like...
He's coming to Sunbury
next
month.
If you want to see
him. I saw it on this Twitter.
May.
Is it
right?
May? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's coming to where we do our open podcast.
It was
like one of those things where, like, you know how people get all worked up about TV shows when, like, the couples are splitting up and shit? I'm like, no, this was supposed to be a love that was built forever and built to last. And, like, and now she's going on solo, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I really like them together.
Yeah, you should come down to Sunbury and see.
I'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah.
And another one is, it's on the Popular Outcast Network. It's the And Sex podcast. And that's another one that gives a lot of great information, covering a lot of different bases. And my Twitter is @angelea_k @thetwitter .com
.com .org .net .dot.
So I know you. Oh, I have too many. All right, so my Gmail, if you want to send me emails, is mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Check me out on mixingitup.poppodcast.com. Leave feedback. My Facebook page, you can just find it. I don't know how. Find me on Twitter. Follow me at Mike's Shit. That's MikeSshit. At Mike's Shit. And call my Google Voice 702 Pod Cunt. 702 PODCUNT.
I still love that number.
I do too.
You are so welcome for that.
I know. Yeah, I have you to thank for that one.
Yep. I am the Uber nerd that finds fun things like how to make phone numbers.
Yeah. What else do I have to plug? Snapchat. Yep. MIUWMC.
Oh, yeah. Totally hit me up on Snapchat.
What's your Snapchat name?
Secret Sniper.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
At Secret Sniper.
Yeah, I love Snapchat. Shit's fun.
Send me all kinds of fun random things. Like, people are boring. Like, every one on my Snapchat list is just boring as shit.
I have to now say no longer send me nudes. No longer. Nudes are no longer welcome. Thank you for the thoughts, but no thank you. And, that just made me laugh. Fuck. Well, do I have anything else to plug? Do I have any other things? Twitter, Facebook, Google, Snapchat.
I mean,
that pussy.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Or your butt. I mean, we didn't talk about that a big
also, the Mike's No Mic Open Mic YouTube page. Check out Mike's No Mic Open Mic. It's usually the last Saturday of every month at the Eagles in Sunbury. I do stand up there. Kelsey, you do stand up and other performances there. Obi, you should come by sometime.
I should.
And so if you go to the YouTube page, you can watch, like, literally hours of videos now of all people. I was going to say, I have, like, six sets up. You have at least six up, I think, also.
Probably, like, four. But
we need to work on getting that better audio recording for the YouTubes. Because they're so funny. But some of the audio is not.
Yeah, it's on a hand cam. But
yeah. I'll find something to fix that with.
There you go. All right, then. So I guess that's it. So thank you for listening. Go have sex with somebody.
Or yourself. Consensually. I mean, self sex is safe sex.
Yay!